Hare Krishna. All knowing begins with believing. Atheists sometimes decry belief as blind and irrational, as something that will be eliminated by rational science. Now, such atheists overlook the presumption, overlook the reality that all knowing rests in, begins with believing. Even so-called rational science begins with belief, the belief that the universe is intelligible and that intelligibility of the universe can be comprehended through scientific research. Let's understand this with an example. Suppose we got a note with garbled patterns on it. We might just throw it away as some incoherent scribblings. But suppose we knew that this note contained an intelligible message, then we might go through the labor of trying to find out which language it was written in, what was the, and then learning that language, and then finally deciphering the message. So something similar applies to scientists when they observe nature. Now, when scientists make observations in nature, those observations are not immediately intelligible, and yet they don't discard them, those observations away, because they can't understand them. Rather, scientists presume that there is a pattern underlying these observations. That there is, they don't reject these observations, the natural phenomena and nature at large as nonsense. They assume that there is a sense behind those phenomena, but they have not yet been able to comprehend that sense because they haven't yet learned the language in which nature is speaking. And that language, according to scientists, is the language of scientific theories and experimentation. So then scientists propose theories and carry out experiments, and these are essentially their attempts to understand the language that nature speaks. And all these attempts, they have been in many ways spectacularly successful, but still they rest on the belief that the universe is intelligible. So there can be no belief-free knowledge. The Bhagavad Gita underscores this in 4.39 when it states, Shraddhava labhate jnanam tatparah sanyate indriyah jnanam labdhva param shantim achirena adigachyate. Shraddhava labhate jnanam, the faithful acquire knowledge. Tatparah sanyate indriyah, those who regulate the senses and those who are devoted to the absolute truth. Satparaha sitin jnanam labdhva param shantim. And after acquiring knowledge, one gets the supreme peace. Achirena adhigachyate. Achirena, without much difficulty, without much delay, one attains peace. So the relevant part for us is shraddhava labhate jnanam. Faith is what is required for knowledge. Now, going forward, the Bhagavad Gita states that actually, or Gita wisdom in general reasons with us that if all knowing requires believing, begins with believing, so then why should it not the same apply to spiritual knowing also, knowing about spiritual things? After all, the spiritual realm is by definition non-material and transcendental. So, therefore, we need, if we are to know spirituality, we need to believe in an appropriate transsensory non-material source of knowledge. And that source is scriptural revelation coming through the supreme spiritual reality, God. When we study scripture, understand it, and then realize it by our practice, then we come in contact with the highest spiritual reality. If atheists, instead of simplistically rejecting all belief as irrational, they open themselves to the scriptural knowledge, then they would be amazed to see the gigantic expansion of their intellectual and experiential horizons. They would relish higher vistas of reality, and then they would realize that it was their skeptical rejection of the spiritual that was blinding. It was not belief that was blinding, it was disbelief that was blinding. Thank you. Hare Krishna.